Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible. Financial geniuses. Monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so I just saw Kane tell a dude that he needs my doll on social media. Just saw that one. It's a nice comeback. All right, so a Florida attorney was convicted of bringing cocaine into a Florida jail. It's almost like he should have known that that was illegal. If only he had the education to know that that was illegal. 60-year-old David Castles was convicted of one count possession of cocaine, count of felony introduction of contraband into a county detention facility. Why are his glasses crooked on his mugshot?
Oh, yeah.
It's bothering me really badly. It's very asymmetric. In the verdict, the judge who sentenced him to a year in jail, 3 years of probation, 300 hours of community service. He has to go through substance abuse things, stuff like that. But that's just one of the dumbest cell phones. So much of this is like self-owning, people self-owning. This one guy got 17 and a half years because he led a cocaine trafficking network from Puerto Rico to New York. That's also a big bad no-no. So I'm surprised New York did anything about it, right? But it was a cocaine distribution network that spanned from Puerto Rico to upstate New York, U.S. Attorney's Office. They handed this dude, a 49-year-old dude from Lady Lake, Florida, 17 and a half years in prison. He was also involved in money laundering, distribution, all kinds of bad stuff. That's not something that, you know, there's a lot of the cocaine distribution happening here. This Gulf Coast News, a Florida man was accused of street racing at 124 miles per hour. And when the police got him, his excuse was that, quote, I have to use the bathroom. That's why he went 124 miles per hour at 3 a.m. on a Sunday, you see, in Lee County, Florida. It was a late night street race, and they're still searching for the motorcyclist. He was racing a motorcycle. This is how people get killed. The Toyota Camry this guy was racing. If you were wondering if it was a Camry, you are correct. A Toyota Camry and motorcycle stopped side by side at a traffic light. They were able to get it on some CCTV stuff from other, you know, like businesses and that. But yeah, they clocked him at going 124. The motorcycle hit more than 140. When they stopped him, he said, I had to use the bathroom really badly. I had to use the bathroom bad is what he said. The Camry driver did not have a license. And the police were like, well, that's a red flag, number one. And number two, that it was happening at 3 in the morning. That's also another red flag. And then Sheriff J.D. Grudd, Grady Judd said a Florida man who's a retired deputy insulted workers at McDonald's drive-thru with a child in the front seat. So he drove through. He was combative towards McDonald's workers. And he had like an unstrained kid, 18-month-old. In the front seat. We'll have more on that tomorrow. Did you know that fall is one of the best seasons for planting? Many trees and plants thrive when planted now, but knowing where to start makes all the difference. That's why you should turn to Fast Growing Trees, the largest online nursery in the United States. They offer thousands of plants from fruit trees to privacy hedges, all tailored to your climate, so landscaping feels stress-free. Plus, their Alive and Thrive guarantee means that your plants arrive ready to grow. No more loading up a dirty car or wandering around a nursery with limited options. And grown to last by American farmers, all on American soil. Whether you want privacy, shade, or natural beauty, fall is the time to plant. And with fast shipping, expert support, and top quality plants, Fast Growing Trees makes it happen. Get up to 50% off of select plants at fastgrowingtrees.com. Use code Dana at checkout for an extra 15% off of your first purchase. Visit fastgrowingtrees.com and use code Dana for an extra 15% off. Offer valid for a limited time and terms apply.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Bottom of the second hour. So Elon Musk has called for a Netflix boycott. Well, he said he was boycotting. Actually, he's like, he goes, cancel Netflix for the health of your kids. And he cites this show called Dead End Paranormal Park. It's a show on Netflix that has, I mean, it's a pretty, well, I mean, they're promoting trans stuff to kids. Now, the show is advertised for young kids, right? It's rated PG, but it's still advertised for young kids. And this guy, I think people found it. I don't know, because it's not even in production anymore. It's an older show. And one of the, so Lorraine made the point that she thinks people found it because the creator of the show, that who wrote the comic on which the show is based, was mocking Charlie Kirk's murder. And I think that that's kind of, and I tend to agree with that. I think that's maybe how people found it. And so now everyone saw the show. And this is like an example of the content for this program. And because we don't want to get pulled from YouTube, we can play the audio and show you the screen cap, but that's pretty much it. But this is like the scene, for example. This is cut 27.
It's not the park. It's me. I'm trans, Norma. And everyone at school knows, and everyone at home knows. And being here, it's like a whole new place. I can just be Barney, and I can choose if and when I tell people. I've never been happier. And that's saying something when I spent today chased by terrifying zombie mascots. Pugsley reminded me how important it is to live your life without apology. So I think I gotta give living here a shot, don't you?
You don't need my permission. I just wouldn't want Courtney as a roommate.
So the guy who plays Barney is also apparently trans. Yeah. And so Musk saw it and was like, oh yeah, we gotta, you know, cancel it for to protect your kids. The guy who, Hamish Steele, who created the comic on which the show is based, was the guy who was, you know, apparently he was making fun of Charlie Kirk being assassinated. And the show got canceled in 2023, but it's still on Netflix. Like, it's archived on Netflix. And it's supposed to be PG. I don't know. I mean, it seems when you, they're like, oh, it's not really for kids. It's for PG. But then you see the content. It's being marketed towards kids. I'm not even going to take that from these people who are like, oh, guns are marketed towards kids. No, they're not. But this clearly is. This absolutely is. And it hasn't been in production for like over 2 years, but it's, like I said, it's still up on Netflix. So Steele, the guy who created the comic that the show's based on, he made fun of Charlie Kirk being murdered and said some really nasty stuff online, like tons of stuff. And then, so now Musk, it has Musk's attention, and he's gone after it as well. And then he kind of flirted around with the idea of creating a Netflix-like entity and competing with Netflix, right? But I mean, the guy literally celebrated the murder of Charlie Kirk. He absolutely did. He celebrated his murder and made fun of it and all this other stuff. So I don't know. I've never seen it. It got it was canceled after it the second season was released in October of 2022. And the again, the Kirk stuff, his comments, and then plus the Barney trans character just catapulted it now into the news. I just don't even know why anybody would watch this. People got to pay. Parents also need to pay attention to this stuff. There's almost no, I would not set my kids in front of any new animation unless it was like anime. I would not put them in front of any non, I'm not kidding you. If it's not made in Japan, if it's not made even in South Korea, if it's not anime, or if it's not old Warner Brothers, I would not allow my kid to watch it at all. No joke. I don't even know. And my kids, when my kids were younger, we really, really watched what they watched. And they could watch, obviously get your chores done, blah, blah, blah. But they could watch, you know, the stuff that we approved for them to watch. And they watched old Warner Brothers. They watched VeggieTales, things like that. But this new stuff, because it's so subversive, you might watch a couple of episodes of something, and then like in the third episode, boom, here's a character that's talking about trans or talking about very, very adult subjects in what is clearly children's programming. And there's no indication in any of the descriptions for parents ahead of time. So you've got to be very, very careful as to what you allow your kids to watch. I'm not kidding. Like I would not allow my kids to watch anything unless it was a pre-approved, really sussed out selection that, you know, we had picked for them. Probably even more, it would be more controlled than I was with my kids when they were little. You would have to, because there's so much stuff out there. And there are so many people with political agendas. Used to, when people would create content like children's programming, it would be programming that the kids would find entertaining. Now, it is the adults that want to massage their egos by presenting what they think kids should believe to kids. It's not about servicing the kids anymore. It's about servicing the ego of the creator. And they're usually left-leaning. So have you ever seen the show, Kane? The Dead End Paranormal thing? Paranorman almost went too far for me towards the end. That was a good movie, Paranorman. And at the very end, boom, they hit you in the face with, alphabet stuff that's way above a kid's pay grade.
Yeah, you have to think about how these things get created. There's a lot of intention behind their creation because you got to be able to generate the funding in order to make it even happen. So you got to sell your idea. Now, did they sell them on this idea in the beginning, or did they bait and switch them? That's something that I'd like to find out. But this was all done with intention.
Oh, completely.
And they all are done that way.
So kind of in this, do you guys remember Iman Khalif, the boxer who wanted to compete as a woman and got kicked out? Remember this guy? Iman Khalif from Algeria rose to global prominence, and they call him a her, but man, it is such a dude-looking dude. So this image of this guy, so now he got kicked out of the boxing thing, so he's not in the boxing stuff anymore. And by the way, Juan says that he canceled his Netflix account over a year ago. Good for Juan. He's like, there's no point in watching this garbage. Our partners that help bring you this hour, our friends at Kel-Tec, the KS7 Gen 2 shotgun. This is a shotgun to have. I think it was this one that was in one of the Wick films. I was actually trying to remember because I know that they had, or maybe it was a KSG, but this is the KS7. It's awesome, absolutely awesome. It's the next evolution in home defense and innovation. And the KS7 Gen 2, you got tons of upgrades on this. First off, you got 5-slot Picatinny style accessory rail. So you can add vertical grips. You can add lights, keep it flush and sleek if you want, whatever, however you want to do it. It's a smooth pump action for faster, cleaner cycling. You got enhanced durability. but it's ultra light. I mean, it's like 6.8 pounds unloaded. It's a compact bullpup design. So you got lots of maneuverability in tight spaces, ambidextrous downward shell ejection, a 7+1 capacity. So you have serious stopping power. It is a go-to for home defense. Range days, fun. I mean, if you're seasoned or if you're a first timer, the KS7 Gen 2 Defender is for you. And the Defender package ups the game as well. You got Vortex Crossfire Green Dot, extended butt pad. You got the Magpul RVG vertical grip, all kinds of stuff. And you can get it classic Kel-Tec Black or as a part of the Defender series, totally kitted out and ready to rock. MSRP, $639. I know. It's performance within reach. It's from Kel-Tec. KS7 Gen 2. Everything is made right here in the US of A. American materials, American workers, everything. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. With plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your priceless vinyl collection. Sure, you sleep on a futon because the money most people would have spent on a bed you spent on more records. But forget the fact that you can stream just about any song ever created for a few dollars a month. No, no, you need to listen to music in the most difficult way possible. So go ahead and get Progressive so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
They fear, according to Newsweek, that there are at least 20 fatalities in this major earthquake, 6.9 magnitude, that struck the Philippines. Powerful offshore quake with a 6.9 magnitude. It hit central Philippines late Tuesday, collapsed walls of houses and buildings. 20 fatalities at least, many others injured, officials said. And it cut power across different provinces and sent residents fleeing into the streets in the dark. That's terrifying. So they're obviously trying to get everything under control there. That's terrifying. At night as well, I can imagine like an earthquake. Tornadoes at night? No. Earthquakes at night? No. No thanks. Michigan confirms an alligator was spotted at Belle Isle Park in Detroit. Michigan. State parks and wildlife officials confirm they're trying to figure out what to do about credible photographic evidence of an alligator at Belle Isle Park. Visitors alerted park workers to a potential alligator sighting, although the officials themselves did not visually confirm the presence of the gator. But they said they're coordinating a search of the area and determining next steps as a precaution. And they said that they were aware of social media rumors regarding a boa constrictor sighting, but there's no evidence that the boa... I mean, are they just going to start making stuff up? There's also a Bigfoot there, or heard. Just think, this is wild. In a television interview, a man admits to killing and burying his parents during a television interview in their upstate New York home 8 years ago. And then as he left the studio, he was arrested. The guy, Lorenz Krause, 53, it came a day after police said they recovered two bodies from a home in Albany as part of this investigation that found his parents. And they were still receiving apparently Social Security payments, despite the fact that no one saw or heard from them in years. So this guy contacted his local news outlet, right? He sat for a half hour interview, and then he said that he mercy killed his parents because they were aging and becoming frail. And he goes, yes, and it was so quick. And he was obviously arrested right after he left. That's insane. Thieves steal $1 million worth in craft whiskey from a Washington distillery. They made off with 12,000 bottles of craft whiskey in a rare U.S. liquor heist. And not only did they get about $1 million worth of the product, they apparently also took about half of the stock of a single malt distillers that they'd worked on for more than a decade to make. It's the Skagit Valley Sheriff's Office that's investigating, and whiskey aficionados are wondering where the Westland Distillery's first 10-year Guarana whiskey might turn up. And they don't know. That's kind of wild, right? I wonder if they're going to like relabel them. They said that bottles of the Guarana are irreplaceable. And they said it's a pretty extraordinary situation. And it's going to be difficult to sell them. They're going to, I would think that they would change the labels, wouldn't they? You think they would? But then, I don't know, you could get more knowing that they're that particular type of whiskey. So that's a catch-22 for a greedy thief, isn't it? It's kind of wild. And why are people talking about steroids turning dudes gay? So this Amin Khalif, let me set this up and then I'm going to tell you where it's going to go. So this dude who was a boxer, he got bounced out of boxing because he's a dude who wanted to compete as a female. And now he is the face of a beauty brand that is from Algeria. Now, Juan is showing you right now, the middle screen is the ad, okay? A beauty brand. A beauty brand.
Hold on. If I'm the photographer, and by the way, I'm not a professional.
This is, I swear to you guys, hands to sky, this is real.
People watching on the screen right now at home, that's a guy who doesn't look happy.
That's a man.
Right.
What is it for? Is it like for...
How do they use that one of all the pictures they took?
Is this the best photo?
Right.
That they had? I got a lot of questions about this. Is this the best? I don't know. I'm very torn on this. So it's called Bel Inco. I don't even know how to say it. It's from it's an Algerian beauty brand. And in the campaign they said, well, he embodies strength. Well, they call him a she. And they go she, but it's a he. Embodies strength, resilience, and grace. It's a perfect reflection of what skin with attitude really means. So I guess it's like a foundation. This is a dude. He is the most dudest dude I think I have ever...
She sounds hideous.
Well, she's a guy, so...
I've ever seen. But I just need to see the ad again. I'm sorry, Juan. I just want to see that ad one more time. So... Maybe he's born with it. Maybe it's
Maybelline. Maybe it's testicles.
Maybe it's a penis. It's just...
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm just saying. Is that the best photo? Is that his smolder?
Smolder?
Ladies, are you buying a beauty brand from that? Are you going to see, I want to look like that man? No, said no lady ever.
All right, so we all know that marketing is...
That is a man's jaw, Kane. He can crack nuts with it.
A lot of marketing has to do with the visuals, right? So this guy doesn't look anything like a woman. And then if he's holding up the product, and the product looks like it's some Black Label RX you get from Randall Drugs. Like, no one's going to be buying that. The packaging does... Juan, put that up on the screen again. It's like, what is that?
I don't even know.
I'm not even a woman.
Come buy my foundation.
Right.
I'm just... he could sell razors for your face.
Yeah.
But I'm not... Here's another reason why this ticks me off so bad. Dudes do not have the same skin as women. Dudes grow hair on their face. Women do not have the same skin texture. We don't have the same issues. We don't have the same hormones. We don't have the same concerns. A man cannot wear a makeup that will be suitable for a woman to wear. It is not possible. It's just not possible. You're ignoring the needs of females to cater to a guy who's playing dress up. And then you want to smear everybody as bigots who object to it, who object to being erased. He already tried to erase women in women's sports. And now he wants you to listen to him about ladies' makeup. If any photo you've ever... This is actually, believe it or not, the most feminine photo that he has ever taken. Kane, if you don't believe me, Google his name and look at the images.
I did, and you are right. And it looks like there was a lot of effort to make him look like a female, and it just...
I mean, he looks like he hates the product.
It just ain't working.
Can't believe I'm selling this. What is he going to sell next? Tampons? Like, are you going to... Some Tampax. Emaine Cleef's Tampax. Where does it end? You know what I'm saying? Like, where does it end? I mean, it's a legit question.
Should have ended a long time ago.
But that is actually, I can't, that's like the most feminine photo I've ever seen of the dude. He's a dude. He's a dude with dude stuff. He's got dude chromosomes, dude chromosomes, dude DNA, dude bits, dude. It's all dudage. Okay. There's no objection. No jury would convict you if you saw this gentleman and thought, why is he wearing lipstick? Nobody would convict you. The problem is that normally, if he was just doing his thing and just like, I'm a dude that likes wearing makeup and I'm not going to try to bump women out of women's spaces, nobody would have, honestly, we're all too busy. I don't care. Like, just don't bother me and interrupt me and, you know, be a burden on my life. But when you try shoving women out of men's spaces and then you fail at that and then you double down on the offense, you're absolutely going to get mocked, and deservingly so, because ridicule is a magnificent weapon. And by the way, for the lady who thought that me talking about the mean lady in the gym the other day was about her because she thinks everything is about her, this isn't about you either. Just warning. So this guy, I just find it doubly offensive. He already tried pushing women out of women's spaces and boxing. Now, I would not want to buy the foundation or makeup that he is wearing, because that's going to wreck a lady's skin. That's going to be too heavy for your all skin. There's no way that's going to work on us. It's not the same. If it's a formula thick enough for him, we'll break out from it. So it's not even, there's no cross promotion here with this stuff. Golly.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chances are, you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.